Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time on this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified doctor and chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Happy Sunday to you and to all the listeners. So good to be back with you again. This week, always look forward to catching up with you, and it's, I'll tell you, this has been crazy weather we've had over the last couple of months, isn't it? I just hope and pray we get a full-blown spring and summer soon. I know all the listeners are thinking that, too. Like you said, yes, Chris Green, and I am a family practitioner, a primary care doctor in Northwest Georgia, amongst several other things that I do, a great family tradition going back 150 years. Love working for CHI Memorial, our title sponsor, and am so appreciative and thankful for them, for CHI, and for all that they're doing, both in Tennessee and in Northwest Georgia. And we continue to grow CHI Memorial Georgia and all of the services there. And I believe we're even going to have a guest later, and we'll be having CHI doctors on our show more, I hope, in the near future. So hopefully we can do that. I'm very thankful also to Benchmark Physical Therapy, with whom I work, and have been working with them for over 10 years, and as well as LHC Group, Louisiana Healthcare, and of course, they're a sponsor for our show as well. So a big thanks to them, and they are the parent company for Home Care Solutions Home Health, as well as Heartlight Hospice of Dalton, and hopefully we'll have them back on the show too. I know they are ready and willing to be back on our show and help educate the community about both home health as well as hospice services. And as we learned the last time we had them on the show, there is a lot to learn. I mean, people think they know what Home Care Solutions Home Health and Heartlight Hospice can do, but oh my goodness, hospice and home health can do so much more than what people think. And gosh, so can actually CHI. So CHI Georgia, like I said, is continuing to grow all of its services. And I had a little word from them that I want to share. So CHI Memorial currently offers state-of-the-art digital breast 3D mammography imaging, as well as softer mammograms to ensure you are comfortable. 3D mammography imaging, also known as tomosynthesis, is a breast technology that's different from traditional mammography. With 3D mammography imaging, a series of images from multiple angles are converted into a single 3D image. This allows for improved visibility and improved cancer detection. If you'd like to learn more, call 423-495-4040 for more information today. That's 423-495-4040. There's one more way that CHI Memorial is serving Tennessee and Northwest Georgia, and in this case, cancer prevention, which goes right along with our guests, which I'm sure we'll be talking about in just a minute. Ed, tell me what's up with you, your week, and Nutrition World as well.
Thank you, my friend. And yes, always busy weeks for both of us. We are full steam ahead people.
So true.
One for sure. And, you know, with that, I certainly believe that it's easy to abuse this body of ours and treat it like a truck if we don't have the knowledge of how to maintain and self-care. You know, we're not born into this world with a good owner's manual. We simply aren't. And really and truly, the rules of the game from the 1950s and 60s have changed radically because the world has changed so drastically. And, you know, Nutrition World was built on a premise of the belief that the human body has a almost miraculous capacity for self-healing and maintenance, but only if given what it needs to support its strengths and remove what perhaps could be harming it. And today we're caught up in a world of, you know, very well-done commercials that tend to convince us that the cure and the fix is pretty easy with a pill. If you have a joint pain, you do this. If you have this, you do that. And truly, about 85% of that is not addressing the underlying weakness of the body. So you're pretty much putting a piece of duct tape over the red light on the dashboard. And I know that you and I both certainly agree that exercise, sleep, nutrition, the foods we eat are vital components to the longevity and the reduction of disease. I know Richard Nixon, when he announced the war on cancer in whatever year he did, probably late 60s, I don't have a good memory of dates in history, 1 in 33 people had cancer. Today, 1 in 3 and sometimes 1 in 2. Why is that? Well, we're not going to talk about it at this moment, but it does go back to how the world we're living in and what we do to protect ourselves and the things we do to destroy ourselves. That's why, you know, Nutrition World is continually busy. We help educate people, and the future for what we do at Nutrition World is going to be history making. We have a gala, we call it. It's really the 40th anniversary of Nutrition World coming up the end of this month. It is on nutritionw.com, the information, and I highly encourage anyone who wants to have a fun night of seeing vendors and getting free samples and getting a gift that Nutrition World will be offering that will be equal to $100 to $200 worth of services and products just by attending. The cost is $20 for you, but you're going to get an entire meal. We're going to have wine, dancing, a band. It's going to be a wonderful evening. So if you can come, look on nutritionw.com, sign up online.
Say the location again.
It'll be on the Turnbull downtown, which is a gorgeous venue. Don't even ask me exactly where it is because I've not walked in there. My daughter, Katie, is taking care of all that.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, well, let me throw something in. I'm telling the listeners I'm drinking my Ed Jones Nutrition World morning shake so people can try that. You know, we do. We're trying to put the good things in our body, and I think the message is getting out there. And, you know, you and I are not perfect with that, but we do at least work by that 80-20 rule. I was impressed. I had several new patients the last few weeks that have listened to us on the show, and one was talking about Roundup, just adamantly about all of the toxins in the environment and the effect on the body. So I'm glad that at least some of this message is getting out there. People are listening and trying to make better choices. We're doing something, Ed.
We are doing something, and it's a perfect way to say it. I'm getting more and more feedback from people I run into just when I'm out eating. So, again, you can go to vitalhealthradio.com and go to past shows. I mean, heck, we've got almost 60 shows under our belt, so it's amazing. I did do a podcast this week with Clint Powell. Clint Powell's a local great fella, and he has something called During the Break podcast, and he has very interesting guests. He likes to get me rattled or gets me railing about topics, and so this week I was on his During the Break, and we talked about depression, joint pain, probiotics, CBD, which we always speak of, and many other things like the power of celery and celery juice and celery capsules. I love, you know, studying the herbs of the earth. I think they hold a magic within themselves that cannot be manipulated and should not be manipulated in its whole form, because there's a synergy, a certain rhythm that goes with what the earth made in its own magic formula. And now there's times and places we need to concentrate those for other reasons, but I think on a general rule, like I do celery most of the time twice a day. It's a slight diuretic, not strong, but it helps to balance and maintain a good healthy blood pressure. So that's one thing I do love to do. I do want to say that I think I talked about this last week. CBD, again, I want to remind people, be very, very cautious. You can test positive for THC. We have a gentleman who I had to testify last week on his behalf because he got fired from as a truck driver. Then they decided they didn't want to give him unemployment. He was 2 years away from retirement. Very sad story. Well, he ended up getting the unemployment based on my testimony, which was made me feel better for him anyway. At least he can pay some bills, I suppose.
There appears to be a lot of false advertising out there. You know, so many more companies promoting CBD oils are out there. At least it seems that way, because more and more patients come in and say, oh, yes, I'm on those. They're so great. And they said it could never turn my drug screen positive, that theirs was different. So, yeah, I'm having to educate patients on that. But I think there just has to be a little bit of false advertising out there to reassure patients wrongly, I should say patients, reassure customers wrongly that they cannot test positive. That's unfortunate.
It is, and I think part of this is not a malice toward the people selling it sometimes. I think they're being told this. And the thing is, I've learned through all my 40 years of doing this, you got to dig deeper. Don't believe what any company, I don't care who's saying what, you got to be a little bit of a skeptic, and you got to dig deeper to find the truth.
Well, that goes for most things in life.
Exactly, all the way across the board. Well, it's time for us to take a break already. So when we come back, we're going to be discussing with a radiation oncologist a very interesting topic. So stay tuned for that. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we have, a most interesting guest, a gentleman I just met, and his name is Dr. Ryan Clary. He's with the radiation oncologist with Tennessee Oncology. And welcome to the show, Dr. Clary.
Thank you, Ed and Chris, for having me. It's my privilege to be here today.
And welcome to the same building in Northwest Georgia. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I actually had the opportunity to meet Chris, I guess that was about a month ago, in his clinic. And so that was, I'm excited to be down in North Georgia. So
it's really talking great. About what, you know, we're doing and expanding the services in Northwest Georgia. I was saying that earlier today, and here's another example. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you all again.
And again, you know, we speak constantly, I do especially, about, you know, creating a team approach to health and disease. And I think you have to choose wisely, because there's a lot of people who aren't on their game, I guess I would say. And it comes from both sides, the mainstream, the complementary side, the holistic side. But in this case, you know, we are here to help people journey through this and kind of get a feel for certain health practitioners. And today, Dr. Clary is certainly an area that I don't really delve into, because that isn't part of what my career has been. So I'm here to learn also. So Dr. Clary, tell us about, you know, for people who really don't know much about radiation oncology, can you give us a kind of bullet points?
Absolutely. So as a radiation oncologist, basically, we treat cancer with x-rays. There are some benign or non-cancerous conditions that we treat, but by and large, we treat cancer patients. And so the most common types of cancer that we treat are breast cancer, prostate cancer, and lung cancer. But if you look overall, approximately 50% of all cancer patients will have radiation at some point in their treatment course, whether that's in an attempt to cure their cancer or to palliate symptoms in the case where a patient has cancer that may have gone to the bone or other areas of the body and that's causing pain or other symptoms. So we really treat a broad spectrum of patients. In our training, we also actually treat children as well and learn how to treat children. But generally, once most radiation oncologists go out into practice, they're primarily focused on treating adults.
What would be some of the non-cancerous conditions you treat?
So some of the most common things that we treat that aren't cancer would include there's a condition called a vestibular schwannoma or an acoustic neuroma, which is a benign tumor of the nerves that help control hearing. And so for some patients, we can actually do pinpoint radiation treatments to those to help treat those tumors. There's a tumor called a meningioma, which is a kind of brain tumor that's benign that can be treated with radiation. There are a lot of other different kinds of things. There are patients who have an overgrowth of bone called after they have a surgery to, you know, fix their hip or femur, have to have a car crash called hypertrophic HO, basically. And so basically what we do is we give a radiation dose to help prevent that from happening. So
nice.
So, you know, so many people are, you know, probably scared of things like radiation, and I certainly would be too. I mean, we know that there's a good and also a negative side to improperly done or too much. What are the normal, like, concerns or side effects that a person maybe has been improved on now that people are more scared of than they should be? I mean, is secondary cancers and still an issue?
So the side effects from radiation almost are entirely dependent on the area of the body that's being treated and the, you know, specific disease that's being treated, because the sort of amount of radiation that we have to give and the scope of the radiation is entirely dependent on what we're trying to treat. And so in general, within the field of radiation oncology, we have been able to develop different techniques of delivering the radiation to help reduce the radiation dose to normal tissues and help reduce some of the acute side effects of treatment, the side effects of treatment while patients are getting treated, and then the long-term side effects of treatment. The radiation itself, when you're receiving the radiation from a daily radiation treatment, you don't feel that at all. It's like a chest x-ray or a CT scan in that, you know, it passes into the body and you don't feel it at all. But the side effects from the radiation sort of develop and build over time. But yes, over time we have been able to improve the side effect profile from radiation. Anytime that we give radiation, and I counsel all my patients that there is a very small risk of second cancer after radiation treatments. And that risk, again, is very dependent on the disease site that we're treating and the volume of tissue that we're treating, as well as the amount of radiation that's given. But the general rule of thumb that I oftentimes will tell patients is less than 1% for every 10 years of life they would live after getting a radiation treatment. And so it but really it's hard to make a blanket statement about a general rate of second malignancies for patients or a second cancer after getting radiation treatment.
Sound like good, very good information. And if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World with Dr. Christopher Green, and we're speaking with Dr. Clary, a radiation oncologist. Dr. Clary, I know all the people over 40 years, I've heard feedback, and I know certainly Dr. Green hears this too. And is fatigue like probably the more common side effect of a lot of radiation that you do or of the patient?
So I would say by and large, fatigue is very common among patients who are getting radiation treatment. And for most patients, if they're getting a longer treatment course, during the first couple of weeks of treatment, that may be the only side effect that they notice. I don't know that we fully understand what the fatigue comes from. I think part of it is the radiation treatment itself, but also, you know, patients are going through a really difficult time. They're having to come in and get daily radiation treatments. They're oftentimes getting chemotherapy or other forms of treatment while they're getting radiation. And on top of that, they're dealing with a cancer diagnosis. And so I think the fatigue that cancer patients experience while they're getting radiation is multifactorial. But what's been shown to be most effective in combating that fatigue is to continue to try to be as active as you can possibly be. And so I counsel my patients who are experiencing fatigue that the best way that they can try to get over that is to, you know, push themselves a little bit. You certainly don't want to push yourself too much and, you know, cause a complication. But I encourage patients to try to remain as active as they can while they're getting their treatments and continue with their daily life as much as they're able to.
And also for a lot of my patients that are getting chemo and radiation, I've seen secondary anemias, thyroid disease, things like that. So that'll also produce a lot of fatigue.
Absolutely. No, it's important if any patient, after they receive treatment to their head and neck area, we make sure to keep a close watch on their thyroid function, because the thyroid is very sensitive to radiation, and it's not uncommon that those patients may develop an issue with their thyroid after treatment's complete.
So would their general practitioner be partnering with you to maintain or to monitor the patient, or is this something you would be doing along the path?
Absolutely. Oftentimes, as a radiation oncologist, I may not be the one ordering the lab, but if I see that someone has not had that checked, I will order that. But it definitely is a team approach with the radiation oncologist, the radiation doctor, the medical oncologist, who is the chemotherapy doctor, even the surgical oncologist, the surgeon, as well as their primary care physician and all of the other physicians that are helping take care of the patient, to make sure that we monitor for all these potential long-term side effects from the radiation treatment.
I know, you know, in my whole education and 4 decades of learning about health, there's things that I really truly believe, and I actually write about what we call the core four, which is a basic nutritional supplement. It doesn't involve any specific things. It involves what I believe can make a more robust health of the individual. It would be no different than looking at the foods or the exercise or the sleep of an individual. And you know, I believe in all those things, but I do a lot of talking about supplements. I know all too well, and I don't certainly disagree with this, that if we take a lot of what we call antioxidants, which could be like tons of vitamin C and some of the others, it might lessen the effects of radiation. But that doesn't negate that you can still do other things like omega-3s, green vegetables, a basic multivitamin, does it?
No, absolutely. I think that's a great point. When I talk to patients, I do counsel them frequently, especially if they ask about antioxidant supplements while they're getting radiation treatment. Radiation works by creating free radicals in the body, and the free radicals actually damage the DNA of the cancer cells. The DNA is basically the blueprint of the cancer cells that allows it to continue to grow and divide. And so by the radiation damaging this blueprint, we're able to kill the cancer cells. And so theoretically, if a patient is taking large doses of antioxidants, it could reduce the effectiveness of the radiation. And so our typical counsel for patients is that if they are taking any megadoses of antioxidants, that they stop that while they're on treatment. I'm perfectly fine with my patients taking a multivitamin while they're getting treatment. And ultimately, nutrition is a huge part of what we do. We actually have a whole team, especially for our patients who are getting radiation treatments to the head and neck area. We have a dietitian, nurse navigator, nutritionist, basically people that are really helping these patients as they go through treatment, because radiation oftentimes limits their ability to get in the nutrients that they need. And I think for any patient getting radiation treatment, in order for them to be able to build themselves back up again after treatment is finished, nutrition is an integral part of that. Overall, my recommendation for anyone who's may need to have radiation treatment at some point in the future is just to be open and honest with your either radiation oncologist or medical oncologist, with all your physicians, just to let them know what you're taking so that we can counsel you appropriately regarding those supplements.
Well, I love that because, again, we're talking team approach here, and if you're not honest with your practitioners, they can't really be a team, because then you're hiding information. Of course, you know the other side to this is there are some people not open like you are, Dr. Clary, that would be combative or, can be insulting to the patient if they say they're doing nutrients. But you're coming into this, I feel very intuitively, you would be a trusted partner, and I certainly would have no hesitation of, trusting my words or my lifestyle with you if we were dealing together. For patients who want to know more how to contact you to learn more about this, how can they do that?
So I think the easiest thing to do, certainly we're online, so you can find us at the CHI Memorial website. And then our clinic number is 706-841-8000. And again, we're off of Battlefield Parkway, 4750 Battlefield Parkway, down in North Georgia. So
4700.
Well, so actually all my team gets mad at me when I tell people 4700 because of the building next door is 4750. So I actually ordered pizzas the other day to 4700 and my team corrected me. They wanted to make sure the pizzas didn't go to the to everybody next door. So so we're 4750 and our number again is 706-841-8000. So feel free to give us a call. I'm more than happy to talk to anybody, answer any questions that you want.
You can always deliver pizzas to us.
All right. Thank you so much. And it is time for us to take another break. And when we come back, Dr. Green and I will be discussing more about your health. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have a very unusual guest. He's really came across my radar just accidentally a couple months ago, and we've really connected on many conversations because we have a similar belief systems about options to balance the body, create health in very holistic means. But this conversation is a little bit different. I know because I've dealt with so many people who come in the store, some of which are beekeepers. They are very passionate, avid, connected human beings to the interconnectedness of any species that's living. But of course, the one we focus on is the human species and the earth. But part of this always has to evolve with bees. So we're speaking with Tobias today. And welcome, Tobias, to Vital Health Radio.
Hey, Ed. Hey, Chris. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome.
I want you to kind of give people a summary of the important chain of events and the links that bees have with our health and our future survival on this earth and why it is something that we all must be cognizant of in order to hope that we have an earth here in another 50 or 100 years. So tell us a little bit about that connection.
All right. Well, basically what I've come across in my travels and investigations is that there is a huge collapse of colony. It's called bee colony collapse, and it's a collapse of the beehives themselves. And it's from a number of issues. A lot of the issues are, you know, the pesticides that they're coming across when they try to pollinate. But basically what we need to know that's the most important thing for everybody is that one out of every three bites of food is bee reliant. We rely on bees to the highest level. They pollinate everything. They pollinate the flowers. They pollinate the trees. They pollinate the fruits, the vegetables. We would have to do a lot of homework if it wasn't for the bees, because we would have to figure out a way to pollinate all of these different species of food, and that's what actually creates the diversity of the earth, is the pollination and the cross-pollination at every level. So bees are in trouble, and we need to recognize that. We need to step up, and we need to find ways to help the bees. And what I've come across recently is that mushrooms and bees are very symbiotic. Mushrooms need bees, bees need mushrooms, just like we need bees, and we need mushrooms as well to help us stay healthy. Actually, the bees need three mushrooms. The amadou, the reishi, and the shaga mushroom is what helps keep bees healthy and keeps their hives healthy. They will drink the nectar from the mycelium, which is the roots in the ground, and they'll just uncover the ground and basically drink the nectar, take it back to the hive, and it increases the bee bread that they feed their small bees, the baby bees. So that immunity helps them stay healthy from the mites that invade the colony and from the different pesticides and herbicides that they come in contact with when they're out there. So the immunity of the bees is crucial to our survival and to our natural survival with food.
Wow. So I never realized that bees actually go out looking and will go under the ground to find the mushroom to support their health?
They'll land on the ground right beside the mushroom, mm-hmm. and the roots of the mushrooms come all the way up to the surface, and all they have to do is uncover a little bit. And, you know, basically they can almost do it with their wings, too, a little bit. And they just uncover the top of the ground right beside the fruiting body of the mushroom, which is the what we think of mushrooms. And then the roots of the mushrooms is what have most of the beta-glucans and alpha-glucans.
Wow, that is so amazing. And again, it's that web-like effect that, you know, nature, God put into this creation of the earth, that we are not separate. Everything affects everything else, like touching a bottom part of a spider web, and it's still, you can see the spider at the very top, will sense it instantly. That is the way the human body functions. So give me a scenario, and well, before I say this, glyphosate, which I speak on very regularly, I actually have my own personal podcast called The Holistic Navigator. I did a show on glyphosate, which is Roundup. And glyphosate, in fact, on CNN Health News this week, common weed killer glyphosate increases cancer risk by 41%, study says. Well, we already knew that, but there's more and more coming out to confirm that all of our foods are being sprayed with it. And that's one reason we're having the decline of the bees. Is that correct?
That is correct. They've actually done a lot of tests on the honey coming from the bees and the honey that we're eating from the bees and using from the bees, and it is heavily contaminated with glyphosate, unfortunately. And that's one of the reasons that they're having such a hard time with the immunity and the survival of the colonies.
Mm. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. And today we are talking to a good friend of mine, Tobias, about the crucial interconnection between bees in nature and really our future of health in this country and world. And have you ever considered all this, Dr. Green, about the interconnection of bees?
Well, I mean, I do remember from classes in the past, I think it was more college than anything, it's coming back. But yes, we're all interconnected. But I've been doing research. I didn't realize what a plight the poor bees were in. It looks like it's been getting worse since about 2006. So I'm educating myself as I'm listening to Tobias. So this is fairly much news to me as far as not the interconnectivity, but the decreased, you know, colony size, the loss of the colonies. I did not know that was going on.
Paint a picture for me real quick and the listeners. What would this world look like as far as maybe health, but maybe just food or maybe whatever, if this decline continued and we literally wiped the bees out, what would happen?
I personally don't think we would survive too long without the bees. We would have to genetically modify everything because everything is basically pollinated and cross-pollinated by the bees, the trees, the flowers, the food. We would have to reduce the amount of food that we would have and concentrate on only growing certain crops and only having certain types of food, which would ruin the whole biodiversity. And how long are we going to last without biodiversity? I mean, that's just, you know, unfathomable almost. It's literally we rely on the bees. And I wanted to throw in there that as of recently, 2016, 2017, they found out that that there in some states there's almost 80% die off of the bees.
Wow.
So I think it's six states that have over 80%. And that's just unacceptable. And we can help. We can, you know, one of the things we can do to help this and turn it around, because we know it's crucial, we know it's going to impact us, but how do we help? That's the key, is you can actually plant mushrooms around your house. You can use mushrooms as natural pesticides and herbicides. They're completely non-toxic. They cleaned up fuel spills with mushrooms. They're like a sponge. They basically detoxify both the environment, and when you use them in your body, they detoxify your body. So what's happening is when you plant mushrooms, especially there's a garden giant or a King Stravatius, I believe is how you say it, but it's known as the garden giant. You can plant it in your garden, and it will help the nutrients in your garden be more dense and the tilth of your soil be more fertile, and it will also help the bees to survive and draw the bees to it. That will help all of them. We also know that giving the amadou mushroom and the reishi mushroom at 1 to 100 in a bee feeder will actually create immunity of the hive and increase the potency of the immunity that they pass on to the baby bees.
Wow.
So it helps basically the population survive over time. So we know that basically fertilizing your gardens with mushroom spores and planting mushroom spores. The other thing is the deforestation is a big part of this, because mushrooms adhere to dead trees and dead logs. Mm-hmm. And that's what the mycelium grabs onto, the spores grab onto and grow. And without that, they don't have anything to attach to. So when we clear our land, we should really leave the dead logs off to the side out of the way. And any dead tree that's not threatening us, it's actually crucial for the whole microbiome and the whole diversity of everything. The birds need the trees, the dead trees. The bears and deer scratch on the dead trees. They create little areas where the spores can attach to, and then the mushrooms get on there, and then the bees go to the mushrooms and take them back to the hive.
That is so interesting. And you know, how many times over the past couple decades have we learned that man is not very smart, and that every time we try to do something that we think is correct, like, you know, not allowing forests to burn when it needs to on a cyclical basis, or trying to think we know more than Mother Nature, we lose. And the fact that, you know, oh, we've got to clean up any trees that fell. In fact, you know, I mentioned on another show that, you know, on my Facebook, I have a picture of me leaning down next to a fallen tree, which I had no idea that the impact of basically leaving falling trees. And I have looking at the turkey tail mushrooms. Well, they were just like growing crazy on these things. And, you know, again, it's just another part of the concept of the wisdom of nature, and we need to respect it far more than we respect freaking textbooks all the time. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. So in summary, Tobias, when somebody goes to the grocery store and they buy a container of honey, that isn't the kind of honey that we used to get, is it?
No, it's not. It's usually filtered and heated, and that brings up another big thing. You don't really want to heat your honey over 100 degrees, according to Ayurvedic teachings that have been dealing with us for 3,000 to 5,000 years. They say that if you heat it over 100 degrees, it actually makes the microscopic wax in there split, and what happens is the wax becomes toxic to the cell. So we really don't want to cook with honey. We just want to add it to, you know, a less than 100-degree cup of tea or coffee. So I always add my milk first and then put the honey in after, just since I've learned this. And it's literally been in the last year and a half that I've even found this out, that basically Ayurvedic says that 1 teaspoon of heated honey can ruin a whole 21 or 23-day cleanse that they do.
Wow. Well, the thing is, and the honey you're buying at most grocery stores is already superheated because they're having to make huge quantities. And because it's thick, it flows quicker when it's heated, correct?
Correct. And as long as it stays on, and you can do this still, it's still, they're able to do it, but we just don't know these things. A lot of these things are just not known to industry from the holistic side of things. So you are exactly correct. But planting mushrooms and not filtering your honey and staying raw, pure, and unfiltered as much as possible will help us. And then planting mushrooms in your gardens and being aware of not spraying pesticides and mosquito sprays and anything that is glyphosate, you know, residue, which is, it's in multiple items. It's not just in Roundup. They actually spray it on oats and corn and beets and canola oil. And if it's not organic, then it's allowing for pesticides and herbicides. So we really want to stay organic as much as possible. And that will cut down the use of pesticides. And we can always use the mushrooms as a natural pesticide. They actually increase the tilth and help the bees survive. That is one of the biggest things we can do.
I love that. And the goal is helping bees survive. And at Nutrition World, we do carry honey only from local vendors who are not purposely using anything, and they're certainly not heating the honey. So for those who want that kind of raw, really quality honey, Nutrition World has that. Thank you, Tobias. It's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be having more discussions about your health and nutrition. And we've got that and more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in the fourth segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, again for that kind introduction. And remember that the spiritual moment is always brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale Baptist Church, download their free app or visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Today, we're going to concentrate on the fact that you are loved. We are loved. This is an essential truth to grasp in our search for well-being. Let's start with a few selected verses from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Next, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. We are looking at God's love for us, which is crucial for us to love each other. God's love for us is essential to understanding who we are. It is essential for our salvation. It is essential for our relationship to God. It is essential for our relationships with others. Also, understanding God's love for us is essential in our struggle to conquer fear as well. Perhaps our fears grew out of emotional trauma in our younger years, a past that holds shame and holds regret. We may fear what people will think if they find out who we really are inside. What is in our thoughts and hopes and fears? And Mark Twain once wrote, "What a wee little part of a person's life are his acts and his words. His real life is led in his head and is known to none but himself. All day long, the mill of his brain is grinding, and his thoughts, not those other things, are his history." Now, the good news is that there is one who knows us inside and out, the good and the bad. And you know what? God still loves us. Elizabeth Gilbert in Committed wrote, "To be fully seen by somebody and be loved anyhow, that can border on the miraculous." Well, how right she was. Pastor Tim Keller has said that to be loved but not known is comforting but superficial. To be known and not loved is our greatest fear. But to be fully known and truly loved is, well, a lot like being loved by God. It is what we need more than anything. It liberates us from pretense, humbles us out of our self-righteousness, and fortifies us for any difficulty life can throw at us. This is what God desires for us to have with Him. to live and love confidently. We can know peace, be able to breathe, to lean into intimacy with God and our relationships with others with a settled confidence. God sees us as we are and loves us and calls us his own. Well, now, as Jesus said, love one another. Now that is your spiritual moment and thought for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. That was quite special. I'm well read about Mark Twain and poetry, and that one I had not recalled, so thank you. And I love the words of grinding your mind. I mean, that hits home, I'm sure, to all of us. And the feeling of unworthiness is epidemic, and I think we all have to journey through that, through whatever brings us back into peace and love. And I just valued that greatly, and I know others did too.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that, you know, as far as new events or anything else, I want to, you know, normally we talk about a restaurant some weeks where we ate. I will have to say, and I'm not wanting to be too negative here, but there was a restaurant that I actually had been eating at, and I ate there last Saturday and did not like it. And the reason I didn't is because for some reason they seem to have now added MSG to a lot of their foods. MSG makes me dizzy. I actually had very, very difficult few days afterwards. And it's Kumo. People,
really?
You know, I get irritated because I don't care what you're offering to the public, whether it be watches, cell phones, food, or medical services. Learn your craft. Know the ins and outs of what you do, because that is what you are doing, and you should be an expert. Anyone who is serving added MSG to the level that they did is simply clueless. Now, I don't expect people to be on the level of conversations of health that I certainly am, or you, Dr. Green, but it is a product that bothers a significant percentage of the population with dizziness, all kind of
hypertension, fluid retention.
Yes, there you go. And my only reason I'm saying I know for a fact that it caused it, because within a few hours I started feeling it. I felt it for actually 2 days, and then my daughter right there the day before with her husband had exact same feelings, and I didn't even say this to her until 4 days passed, so it wasn't placebo. So I'm hoping that, you know, just getting the word out. As a consumer, the grassroots is what changes things. You go into a restaurant and say, I do not want MSG, and if they say we have it, you walk out. You know, enough people do that, they won't do it.
Well, I had a much more pleasant experience. You have been encouraging me to go to Sushinabe.
Oh, yes.
And I finally took myself down there, had a wonderful time, wonderful people, great atmosphere. I can't speak highly enough. And they said to tell you hello, by the way, Ed. Wonderful place.
Oh, I've been going there for 25 years. And my daughter went last night, actually. So people who think they don't like sushi, again, life is about, to me, embracing all of it, and then you dispose of what you don't like. But I encourage anyone to try very high quality sushi at Sushinabe. And I will say this, however, they are really good at not MSG, and they tell you if there is any, because their soup does have it. So I can't eat their soup, but I can eat everything else.
And it is well done, well prepared, and it is a feast for your eyes as well.
Absolutely. I do want to say that on my national podcast, The Holistic Navigator, some of the recent topics that I've done, which is about 35 minutes long, and I really would like people to go on and subscribe, because that is the fuel that keeps these podcasts going. But when we did the research on what people are really interested in, one of the topics was the conversation about, is krill oil better than omega-3 fish oil? And I don't think it is. So I did this topic on it, and also the value of omega-3s with Dr. Mike Smith from Life Extension. I rarely do it with guests. I usually do it by myself. The one before that I did was on constipation. The one before that was on libido. Before that was on thinning hair and what you can do about it. And then anxiety and depression was another one. Exercise and fitness. And then the one on hemp and CBD. So if you really want to learn specific topics, at least from the holistic standpoint, go to the Holistic Navigator. Of course, the reason I use the word navigator is because I am a pilot. I love to fly small planes. Of course, that has not happened here because I work a lot, and Sundays are kind of the only day, and guess what? This been we've had a few raindrops in the past Sundays and days.
Did we really?
Yeah, the days that end in Y seem to be raining. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm, you know, excited about more of these podcasts. I love Clint Powell's podcast too. During the break, he gets me really rolling. So if you want to hear another type of podcast about health, go to During the Break, and it will be enjoyable, I guarantee you. You know what? I don't know how it happens, but we've already ran through the time again, Dr. Green. Can
you
believe
it? Not possible. Not possible.
I know. You know, they say time goes fast when you're having fun.
And as we get older.
yeah, I'm getting less young. I'm not getting older. That sounds better, doesn't it?
Less young. I like that. I'll go with that one.
Okay. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.